Manila Press presents The Walled Garden, written by Sarah Hardy and read by Olivia Vinnell. Prologue. Some secrets are too terrible to tell. And in 1946, Britain is a country where most keep silent. What you witnessed during the war, what you sanctioned, what you are still afraid of, is left unsaid. For those bitter years of conflict and separation, you buoyed yourselves up on sentiment, crooning, "We'll meet again." And we did meet again, thinks Alice Rain, only to discover we have nothing to say to one another. The wind whipping in off the North Sea slaps her face and, pushing her hair from her eyes, she glances back over the marshes. Arcs of crimson cut through the darkening sky, dazzling and brilliant. Then the sun dips below the flat horizon. She turns and draws nearer the waves, glinting in the raw twilight. Just that afternoon, the army finished clearing the mines, rolling away rusting tangles of barbed wire, tearing down warnings of danger. No one will see, she thinks. No one will know. It's been so long since she's felt the sea's closeness, tasted salt on her lips. Before she can doubt herself, she strips off her old tweed coat, woolen dress, the lot, and naked, runs for the freezing grey waters. Shock makes her cry out, and she almost loses her nerve. Gasping for air, she forces herself in up to her waist. Then, closing her eyes, she lets herself fall forwards and under. She knows only cold, but as her temperature drops, her body stops fighting. Pain eases, breathing calms. All she has to do is merge into the waves, ice into ice. She's no longer frozen, but indomitable. She can stay in forever. She can swim on and on, away from it all. A break appears in the clouds, and a pale moonlight spreads towards her. It's as if the shimmering train of a wedding dress is lying over the sea. And into her mind flashes the spectre of a bride without a groom. Chapter 1. Please God, no one is watching, thought Alice, as she scrambled over the shingle, her legs numb. She grabbed her clothes, attempted to dry off, then stumbled up to the diked path that took her to the shortcut through the marshes and out across the fields of winter beet. In the hedgerows, the first of the blossom held fast to bare, spiked branches, and despite feeling desperate for warmth, she was tempted to linger. Anything rather than go home. But she'd been gone for more than 3 hours. She couldn't delay any longer, so she continued onto the lane that took her back to Oakbourne Hall. Just having a quick walk, she'd said to her husband as she'd left. Will you join me? He hadn't answered. She hadn't expected him to. Her pace slowed and she looked up. She could hear the geese before she saw them. Then hundreds upon hundreds of steely grey birds were filling the sky, flying in their V formations for the migration north, the clearest sign that winter was over. And briefly her senses lifted. It would be the first spring in peacetime for 7 years. All week there'd been hints of sweetness, golden aconites round the abandoned Nissen huts, narcissi piercing the uncut grass, a wren nesting in the ivy, engulfing her bedroom window. An enormous bedroom, she reminded herself sternly as she marched on, whereas millions have nothing. When she read the papers, it seemed as if the entire landmass of Europe was still on the move, mile upon mile of exhausted men and women, clutching their children, pushing prams and laden farm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?